If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. The heart of today's gospel is about listening, reconciliation, but it's also about conversion. The word conversion is from the Latin meaning to turn around, or perhaps to go in another direction. In other words, we Christians as a community of faith have the responsibility to do is right, to do what is right ourselves, and to listen, so to help our brothers and sisters to do what is right. Let me give you an example of what I mean about a little story that I read not too long ago. There was a very successful professional person who professed no religious affiliation at all. And during a conversation with a priest, that person said, "I don't want to disillusion you, Father, but some of the most unethical people I run across in my profession are church-going Christians." And Father replied, "Well, unfortunately, there are bad Christians, and there are bad non-Christians as well." But the person responded, "But Father, aren't Christians supposed to be special?" The priest looked sad and said, "Yes, they are." That comment that the person made makes you wonder how the ethic of a church-going Christian might be different from a non-church-going Christian. I would like to give you a few examples of what could make a church-going Christian different from a non-church-going Christian. Just three short parables. Your child is over 12 years old, but he looks much younger. And you go to a movie and you order two adult tickets. The ticket person says, "Your child looks much younger. I'll sell you a minor's ticket. That way you can save a couple bucks." The second one, a mother comes home from shopping and discovers her child stole a candy bar. And the mother had the child return the candy bar and to apologize to the manager. And the last one, your child and a friend are studying for a math test, and you overheard the friend say, "If you need the answer, just give me a signal." We have no way of knowing what any of us might do in these situations. I do think, however, we know what Jesus would do. Just look at the readings. All three examples I gave focus on the mutual obligation that Christians have toward each other. Christians have the obligation not only to do what is right, but also to help others to do what is right. Let's apply today's readings, okay, to those three situations and look at what a Christian response might be. The ticket seller. The father said, "I appreciate where you're coming from, but I want my child to be truthful, even if it works to his disadvantage." What about that stolen candy bar? The manager said, "Don't worry about it. My employees steal more than that from me every day. It's a small amount. Don't worry about it." But the mother responded, "Stealing is wrong, no matter how big or small that item is." And the math test. Well, the student got caught cheating, as well as several others. And the next day, the teacher met with the students who had cheated, and without accusing them, wrote on the blackboard, "The measure of a man's character is what he would do if he was never found out." Reconciliation. conversion, listening are the messages of today's readings. We have three different Christians in three different situations who spoke up and did what was right as followers of Christ. And these three followed Christ's teaching and helped others to live the Christian life that Christ expects of us as his followers. In the first reading from Ezekiel, if you do not speak and dissuade the wicked from his ways, I hold you responsible. And in the second reading, Paul says to the Romans, love your neighbor as yourself. If you love someone, you will never do him wrong. And in the gospel, Jesus says, if your brother sins against you, go to him, show him his fault, and do it privately, just between yourselves. We here are a Christian community because Christ is among us. And as that Christian community, we accept that challenge and responsibility to help ourselves and others to do what is right. I realize that these situations that I presented to you were rather simple. And needless to say, the problems that we are dealing with in our world, in our country, in our city, and even our families are of much greater magnitude. We may not be able to solve the problems to everyone's satisfaction, but both today's readings and the gospel point us in the right direction to take. If we try to get our own personal world in order, maybe then we can go out into the world and make an effective impact on others. When we are at odds, the point is not to prove what is right or wrong, but to regain the connection, because after all, Jesus came to be one of us. Are we ready to accept the gospel challenge?